Bearers, I'm going to invite you all to stand for the reading of the word of the Lord here. If we could turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 19, and I'm going to read verses 13 through 15. Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. The word of the Lord says the following. Then children were brought to him that he may lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for such belongs the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them and went away. Amen. You may be seated. So for these next few moments here, I want to take a few minutes and talk about this passage here in Matthew chapter 19. And I want to talk about the importance and what it means to be childlike in the kingdom of God. You see, in the scriptures and in the Bible, Jesus so many times didn't shun away or push away children or said, "You're too immature, you're too small," but so many times he welcomed them with open arms. So much so that even some adults were trying to keep the children away from Jesus. But Jesus said, no, let the children come to me. And not just that, but Jesus also says that if you're not like them, you will not enter the kingdom of God. It's not just the willingness of Jesus to accept these children, but it's the rebuke towards the adults and towards the people that were trying to keep them away. That's something that's very interesting about how Jesus presented himself and how Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God. You know, earlier in Matthew chapter 18, Jesus says the following in verse 34, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Never enter the kingdom of heaven. Those are pretty heavy words for Jesus to say, is it not? Jesus tells his disciples that unless they become like children, unless they have some qualities, some things like children, they will not enter the kingdom of God. So to this morning, I want to go through a few qualities, a few characteristics about what Jesus is talking about here. Why does Jesus say these certain things? And what sort of characteristics do we need to have as believers, as mature believers, that will enable us to enter into the kingdom of God? You know, growing up, I feel like we hear this phrase, "Oh, life is just starting," multiple times. I feel like when I turned 16 and got my first car, I heard people say, "Oh, life is just starting." Then when I got into college, everybody was like, "Okay, now life is really starting." Then I graduated college and, you know, got my first job. "Hey, life is just starting for you." And I'm like, wait, I feel like my life has started 4 or 5 times. And then I got married, and then they said, "Now life is really gonna start." And then apparently, life doesn't start until you have kids for some people. But I want to talk about this morning about what qualities in children that they have that enable us to enter into the kingdom of God. I think the number one thing that we can learn from children is that God wants us to have childlike faith and dependence on him. God wants us to hang on to every word that he says. He wants us to not only hang on, but he wants us to believe every word that comes out of his mouth. He wants us to act on every word and every command that he tells us to do. And he wants us to live our lives in confidence, knowing that he will fulfill what he says. There's this beautiful passage in 1 Kings chapter 17. And the title of that passage is called The Widow at Zarephath. The Widow at Zarephath. The Lord in 1 Kings chapter 17 spoke to Elijah and told Elijah and said, hey, go to this city and you will find a widow and ask her for something to eat. And Elijah goes to the city and Elijah says to her, sees this widow picking up sticks and says to her, hey, give me some water. More than that, make me some bread and feed me. And we all know this story well, but this widow looks at him and says, I have nothing but a handful of flour. I have a little bit of oil. I don't have anything else left. In fact, the widow said, I was picking up these sticks so that I can bake something for me and my son one last time, and then we'll die. This was in the middle of a big drought in Israel. But then Elijah says, thus saith the Lord. And then he says, your jar of oil will not run out and your flour will not run out for the entire drought. And this woman obeyed what God said, obeyed what the Lord said through Elijah, baked up bread, gave him water. And the Bible says that there was a miracle that happened. The Lord provided unlimited flour, unlimited oil for the whole duration of the drought. Now, that's a woman in Scripture that acted with childlike faith, wouldn't you say? That she went before and heard what the word of God said and said, well, if God says this, then there's no way he's not going to come through. It's a complete and utter dependence on the Lord. Some of us may find ourselves maybe not in that dire a situation, but in a situation where we're asking the Lord to intervene in our families or intervene in our situations, in our workplace, in our schools. But God is looking for childlike faith. Has God ever failed us? No. Has God ever left our side? No. Has God ever sent us somewhere to do something that would lead us to our destruction? No. When God says something, he means it, and it's yes and amen. Look at David and Goliath. To a normal person, that would look like something crazy, a shepherd boy going against a man of war. But he stepped out in faith, and he did, and he went before Goliath, and we all know the story. Another example is Abraham. The Lord spoke to Abraham and said, leave everything, everything that you're comfortable with, and go into a land, and I promise that I will bless you and I will make you the father of many nations. And Abraham got up and he left. And the Lord blessed him. There's another beautiful passage in the New Testament where we look at this man of prominence. His name was Jairus, and his 12-year-old daughter that was on her deathbed. And Jairus, a man of status in the synagogue, comes before Jesus and says, Jesus, my daughter is dying. She's on her last breath. And he was a leader in the synagogue. I imagine people were probably looking at him. The Pharisees were looking at him and saying, we're not with this Jesus. Why are you coming to Jesus for help? And in the middle, if you all remember the story, Jesus goes into Jairus' house. There's people telling him, your daughter's dead. There are people crying. There are people mourning. But Jesus says, do not fear. A man who hung on every word that Jesus said. When God is with us, Romans 8:31, then who can be against us? He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, says Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. In Isaiah 43, when you pass through waters, I will be with you. And through rivers, they will not sweep you away. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned, and the flame will not set you on fire. This morning, I want to challenge you, church, to trust God like a little child would trust their parent. We have a good father, And when our Father says it, our Father provides it. When our Father promises, he will keep it. The Bible says his word does not return void. You know, adults like to analyze problems. We have a problem, we see it, we look through 50 different angles to figure out what the cause and the effects and all of these things. But when a father, a good father, tells a child to do something, a child really doesn't analyze, a child doesn't really think about, you know, what would happen if I did this. No. If my dad says it, then it must be true. How much more should we, serving a good and perfect father, listen to the words that he says? Our God will lead us. Our God would be with us every step of the way. Let God analyze the possibilities. Our job is to just obey. And there's blessing and closeness to the Lord when we obey. In addition to that, one of the things that we read in Matthew chapter 18 is that God wants us to have childlike humility. Matthew 18:4 says this, "Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Now, when I read this passage, I thought to myself, how can children be humble? How are children humble? Isn't that an interesting question? You know, because sometimes when I think, like, children and little kids can be pretty selfish at times, can they not? I mean, they have to learn how to share. They think the world revolves around them. They think that everybody's there just to make them happy. So what does that mean? Humble yourself like a child? But I believe what Jesus is trying to teach us here is to be self-forgetful like children. Let me explain. Children, especially young children, they don't really care as much about what other people think about them. You can see a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old walking in public with pajamas, and they don't care. Some of them do, but some of them don't. They'll play games that make them look silly, whereas adults were like, no, I'm not gonna do that. They'll even tell you brutal truth straight to your face. They don't care what your reaction is necessarily. And I don't know if you've noticed, but kids will also tell people about Jesus so much easier than we do. Now, children are free from the fear of people or the fear of man. And God, I believe, when he's talking about these children, wants us to be the same way. God wants us to be concerned about his opinion about us, not other people's opinion about us. God doesn't care about your statuses, about our degrees, about how many people work for us, about the size of our business, about what we can do, what we can't do. He cares about our character. What does God say about us? He says that you are loved. He says that you are forgiven. He says that you are valuable in his sight. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit, and we are created for a purpose in his image. That's what our Father says about us. And it shouldn't matter what the world says about us as Christians, but we know that what God says about us. And God also, like children, wants us to be humble and brutally honest. It's okay to come before the Lord as his children and tell him the hard things on your heart, the things that sometimes you maybe can't utter with your voice, the deepest pain that you have, the frustrations that you have. God is here and God is listening to your prayers and everything that you have to say. Not only does God want us to have childlike faith and God want us to have childlike humility, but I believe that God also wants us to look at him with childlike wonder and joy. Have you ever noticed how small things can bring such great joy for children? Some things that are worthless, cheap, discardable, sometimes for us adults, children grab onto them and they're like, wow, this is amazing. When we understand how powerful, mighty, holy, righteous our God is, we have no choice but to look at him with wonder. And that's what God wants from us. Look at Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what are man? What is man that you're mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Romans 11, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. And the church says, amen. If God can save us from the worst condition that we have, which is eternal death and eternal separation from him, then do you think the Lord will let you drown in fear and anxiety? No. If God knows the stars by name, has he forgotten yours? No. If God created the heavens and the earth, everything is from him and to him and through him. He feeds the sparrows and he clothes the grass and he cares about all the little things. Do you think the Lord forgot about you and your needs? He has not. When we understand what Jesus did for us on the cross, we have no response but to look at him with wonder and say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, teach us to see you how you really are, holy and wonderful and mighty. So, just to recap, a few things that we can learn about what it means like to be like a child, as Jesus says. There's more things, but focusing on these three. God wants us to go to him and have childlike faith. If we serve a good father, then we know that he has our best interests at his heart. He will never lead us to a place and abandon us. He will never forsake us. He will never leave us. God wants us to have childlike humility. He wants us to be more concerned about what he says about us than what everybody else says about us. God wants us to look at him with childlike wonder and joy, knowing that he paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. And when we do that, church, I think that we can become closer and closer to entering to the kingdom of God and knowing our God more and deepening our relationship with him. May the Lord ignite that passion in our hearts again, to be close to him, to see him, and to honor him, just like children did. May the Lord help us see the maturity in these little ones. And at the same time, I believe that if we do these things, we'll greatly mature in our faith, in our love of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. Amen.